If you're listening to this right now, congratulations. You survived the San Antonio Super Regional. What an off the walls, full on, all in all the time contest. Yes, I said that for a reason. Well, let's go put a cherry on the contest and then I'll get out of your way. Even though it's an off day for me, it's still very, very busy. And then we go down the hill, we go down the roller coaster, go through state, we go through nationals, and we'll take care of that. But first, we got to put a cherry on an incredible San Antonio Super Regional contest. With that being said, good morning again, Daniel Valdez again. It's a pleasure and honor to talk to you. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for your support. Thank you so much to Box 5 TV for letting us do the live blog on the stream. And thanks to Mark Jarrett's Education for having me run around the field and the tunnels and stuff like that and be on the BOA broadcast. We appreciate all the support from those folks. They've been wonderful to us all season long. And thank you to you for everybody who tuned in to the stream or shared the live blog or whatever. Just thank you so much for the support. We thank you so much. We will never be able to repay you because we don't have the money. But just thank you so much. I can't thank you enough. All right, so let's go over the contest and we'll talk about results and kind of what happened at the contest and stuff like that. So let's get after it. First things first. Thank you and congratulations to the new Bands of America San Antonio Super Regional Champion, Hebron High School 95.95, all in, all the time for the Hebron Hawk Band. I'm going to go show for them in a little bit, so let's just go over the results. 14th place, Pearland High School. Rouse in 13th place. Vista Ridge, 12th. 11th, Cedar Park. 10th, Keller. 9th, Leander. 8th, Capel. 7th, Marcus. 6th, Cedar Ridge. 5th, Ronald Reagan. 4th, The Woodlands. 3rd place, Claudia Taylor Johnson. 2nd place was Vandegrift. And Hebron High School in 1st place. Congratulations to them. Let's talk about this program for a second. This is an accomplished program. They've been to nationals twice. They've won music both times. The first time they went to nationals, they won the class 4A championship. They won semifinals by a decent margin. They have regional titles. They have Bands of America regional titles. They have seemingly every color of UIL medal that they that you can get except for gold. This is an accomplished program. And yet, when you watch the awards, which you can watch on Box 5 TV's YouTube channel, by the way, you can watch all the prelims awards, you can watch the finals awards too. But to say that they're not humble and that they're these accomplishments just go unnoticed to them, that's completely false. Go watch the awards, go watch the drum majors wipe the tears from their eyes after they were announced first place. It means something to them. The program is very aware that there are bigger goals in mind. There are. It would be foolish to not acknowledge that. But a couple of things struck me about this program. Aside from, yes, we know that they have the hardest, they play music out there that nobody else can touch. And they're running around the field while they're doing it. And they put out an insane amount of visuals. And I mean, I sat on the 50-yard line in the stands watching and listening to that performance. It was overwhelming. Like, I didn't have a breath afterwards. I didn't. And I'm pretty sure the entire crowd didn't either. And they were pulling for them hard because they understand. It's funny. Hebron is like, it's interesting to watch the crowd when Hebron goes on, because you can always tell when there's like a really good mellophone part. Then you watch the crowd react to it, and you could tell which marching members in the crowd are mellophone players, because they start freaking out. And then you have a saxophone feature or something like that, and then you look at the crowd in front of the reaction. Hebron pulls that from people. They are the I don't know how to describe them. They're like the working marching members marching band. if that makes any sense. Kind of like the working man's band or something like that. You know, this is the working marching members marching band. They just, because everybody who's participated in the activity knows how impossible what they're doing feels impossible. It sounds impossible. Like this should not be happening on the field. We shouldn't be hearing these sounds on the field. We shouldn't be witnessing this on the field. How can somebody be this good? How can somebody be this accomplished? How can somebody perform like this night after night after night? It kind of boggles your mind at how good they were last night, how good their finals run was. But like I've said before, we can sit here and we can try to figure out what it is. Is it the teaching? Is it the culture? Is it just the drive? Is it private lessons? Is it this? Or we could just sit back and just let them take over our souls. And I am happy to give that to them. I mean, look, I had a lot of people message me saying that it came across, it really did come across on the video through Box 5 TV, but seeing it and feeling it live was something that I'm never going to forget. I'm not going to forget it. And I get to see this show a couple of more times because they're doing state contest. And here's another thing that I noticed about them. No encore. I would have loved for them to do selfishly as a band nerd, as a band fan. I wanted them to do an encore. I wanted to go down the field level and experience that and just let them take me away. No encore. Their director pulled them in and basically gave them, we heard about half of it because it was on Bullhorn, and then the rest was just directly to them. You talk about a program that is invested, that is bought in 1,000%. Every one of them, you could tell they're bought in. I was in the lot filming something for the live broadcast. I was about to go up the tunnel, and I noticed that Hebron had checked in. This was earlier in the day on Saturday. They had checked in. They're getting ready to go to warm up. I walked by the entire band. You talk about a program that means business, that goes to these contests and goes to the Alamo Dome, they go to Lucas Oil Stadium, or they go wherever. You talk about a program that is all business. That's Hebron. That's how you get that good. That's how you're able to accomplish what they accomplished last night. That's how you're able to run around the field and play an insane amount of notes all at the same time. That's how you do it. It is all business with them. Nobody was looking around. Nobody was talking to each other. They're looking straight forward. I mean, it was impressive. And when you're all doing that, it's so impressive. It's so impressive. The discipline of this program is incredible. But it makes sense when you see the product on the field. They're attempting musical things that no one can do. There's one program that can pull this off. It's Hebron. I mean, my goodness. So, I mean, just an incredible contest. An absolutely incredible contest. Little Gatorade here. Let's talk about one more thing, and then I'll get out of your way. I had a lot of people message me last night asking what happened. I go, what do you mean what happened? Great contest. Why weren't you here? I can understand why some folks may be a little concerned with results and scores and numbers and judging systems and all that stuff. I get it. I get it. I think we all need to realize, and if you haven't done it already, I understand that you've got more important things to worry about, but this is my thing. You have to realize that cracking the top 14 in San Antonio is more difficult. And I don't want to say it means more, but it's just simply more difficult than any of the other contests. And and it almost includes nationals. How difficult it is to get into this top 14. It's hard. There were some fantastic programs yesterday that play well and that march well and the color guard spins well and their drummers drum well. There's some fantastic programs that did not make the night show. And there's some fantastic programs that maybe didn't get the result that they anticipated. It speaks to the depth of this activity here in the state of Texas, how difficult it is to not just make it to the night show, but to place high in the night show. I mean, the quality of these programs, the difficulty of these programs, it's a unique problem to have in San Antonio. It's a unique problem to have in the state of Texas because everybody's good. And guess what? And this doesn't just apply to marching band. When everybody's good, you have to be on your show. Now, part of it is design. I understand that part of it's design. And no, I don't mean set pieces or props or anything like that. Part of it is design. Part of it is performance too. Part of it's teaching. There's a big melting pot on how to, you got to throw in all the ingredients in here. It's not just one thing that you put in there and then, well, there you go, replaced. Well, no, it's not how this works. Many ingredients got to go in the pot before you get a beautiful stew, if you will. Can you tell I'm hungry? I love food references. So not only do you have to have the product, you got to teach the product, you got to rehearse the product, and probably most important of all, you got to perform that product. When everybody's good, when everybody is hitting their stride, when everybody plays well, when everybody moves well and dances well and spins well and drums well, you have to perform it. You gotta go out there and you have to crush it every single time. It's the bottom of the ninth. There are two outs. The bases are loaded. You have to hit the home run. Anything less is unacceptable. If we're talking competitively, you have to hit the home run. Anything else is unacceptable. You got to shoot for the stars there. You have to lay it out on the line. And I don't mean, oh, you got to play extra loud here, or hey, you got to really emphasize. That's not what I mean. What I mean is you have to know your product so well that if it started raining in the Alamo Dome for whatever reason, and yes, it has done that before. Water cannons went off one of the first events that happened in the Alamo Dome and it sprayed water everywhere. Spurs lost that game, by the way. If it were to rain in the Alamo Dome, what are you going to do? Yeah, maybe we keep the electronics back, but what are you going to do? How focused is your mind? How focused is your heart on this? You got to perform the product. And guess what? The cool thing about that is if you put everything into it and you still don't hit that result or you don't hit that number that you thought you were going to get, guess what? You put everything into something. You gave everything for this activity. And that's worth something. That is a huge life lesson that a lot of young people don't put themselves in the position to learn. But you did that. So don't forget that. Parents, same thing. I get it. I get it. You want to look at recaps, you want to analyze scores and you want to see why this I beat this program last week. I beat this program. Your kid did. Your program did. You didn't do it personally. We beat this program last week, but now it's this week and it was happening early 2 days ago, but now it's different. It's like, yo, chill. Do you have any idea what happened yesterday? The contest flew by. Even though it was 14 finalists and two exhibition performances, plus University of Houston at the end, it was a long contest. But you know what? These programs were so good, top to bottom. They were so good and they performed so well, and the products were so entertaining that the time flew by. When Reagan was going on, I was like, wait, finals is done? No, I don't want it to be done. I want to keep going forever and ever and ever. I don't ever want to leave this place. We gotta be thankful. Even if you didn't receive the result you thought you were going to get, even if your kid or your program didn't receive the result you thought you were going to get, you gotta be thankful for that incredible show you witnessed last night. Don't lose sight of that. Don't let numbers and judges and systems and captions and don't let that cloud the real lesson here. That these young kids are performing mind-boggling, wonderful, entertaining, challenging programs for us. What more do you want? They're the cake. The numbers and stuff like that, that's just icing. That's just cherry stuff. And I already told you cherries suck. So always keep that in mind. I understand it. Focused heart, focused mind, and regardless of the result, I promise you're gonna look back on this with fond memories. I promise you will. Because I know I did, and that's why I'm here talking to you today. That's it for the San Antonio Super Regional. What an insane contest. I think it's gonna be a while before we see anything else like that. That was pretty special, to say the least. Congratulations to everybody who participated in the San Antonio Super Regional. Congratulations to the finalists. And congratulations, finally, to the Hebron Hawk Band. Congratulations to them. I hope you get some rest. I hope you're able to join us on the live vlog for the UIL contest. If you go to the Facebook page at Texas, if you go to TexasFans.com Facebook page, we have all the information for live streams for the UIL and programs and schedules and all sorts of stuff. And this is where this little episode will be posted there and all sorts of stuff. I'm done here. I gotta go. I gotta record another episode and I need to eat like a giant sandwich or something. Thank you so much for listening. I will talk to you soon. Take care. Adios. Bye bye.